This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Tuesday state law enforcement will launch a state-level criminal probe of the apparent assassination attempt of former U.S. President Donald Trump, in addition to the federal investigation that's ongoing. DeSantis told reporters Tuesday the suspect is believed to have committed state law violations. DeSantis' announcements came a day after Ryan Routh was charged with federal firearms crimes. Sheriff's deputies in Florida arrested the 50-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh, stopping him on a major highway late Sunday after he fled from the former president's golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida. Routh has been charged with possession of a firearm as a convicted felon and possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. AP correspondent Terry Spencer was in the courtroom when Routh appeared Monday.
He is facing two charges. He is facing a charge of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. That relates to something that happened about 20 years ago in North Carolina when he had a standoff with police, and also possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. Together, those would put him away, if convicted, for up to 20 years.
Routh is expected back in court next week. Lebanese government and Hezbollah officials said Tuesday hundreds of handheld pagers exploded nearly simultaneously across Lebanon and parts of Syria Tuesday, killing at least 8 people, including members of the militant group Hezbollah and a girl, and wounding the Iranian ambassador. Hezbollah officials blamed Israel for what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack that wounded more than 2,700 people at a time of rising tensions across the Lebanon border. The Israeli military declined to comment. A Hezbollah official who spoke on condition of anonymity told the Associated Press the new brand of handheld pagers used by the group first heated up, then exploded, killing at least 2 of its members and wounding others. Iranian's state-run IRN news agency said the country's ambassador was superficially wounded. This is VOA News. Dominique Bellecot, the Frenchman accused of drugging his wife and inviting other men to rape her for nearly a decade, admitted to his various criminal charges in court Tuesday, announcing, "I am a rapist," and begging his family for forgiveness. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Dominique Bellecot, as explained by his lawyer, had been due to testify last week in a case that has shocked France, but his appearance was delayed due to health issues. He appeared in court with a cane. According to French reporters, Dominique Bellecot said, "I admit to the charges in their entirety," adding, "I am a rapist just like all the others in this room." Dominique Bellecot, who was initially arrested after filming up a woman's skirt, faces charges including rape, gang rape, and various privacy breaches by recording and disseminating sexual images. Prosecutors say he offered sex with his former wife Gisèle Pellico on a website and filmed the abuse. In addition, 50 other men, currently aged 26 to 73, are also on trial for rape charges in the southern city of Avignon.
That's Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. A new report from the UN High Commissioner of Human Rights Tuesday indicates Myanmar's military government has stepped up arrests of citizens in an apparent bid to silence opponents. The military came to power in February of 2021 after deposing the elected civilian government of Aung San Suu Kyi and triggering nationwide protests that were violently crushed. At a news conference in Geneva, the head of the Human Rights Office, Myanmar team, James Roadhaver, said the new report covers a period between April of 2023 and 2024. He said during that time, 9,000 people arrests, and what happens after the arrest, he said, was the worst part.
Detainees interviewed by our office described methods such as being suspended from the ceiling without food or water, being forced to kneel or crawl on hard or sharp objects, the introduction of animals such as snakes or insects or other wild animals in order to provoke fear and terror.
Rapper and music mogul Sean Diddy Combs was formally indicted Tuesday on charges of racketeering and sexual crimes, AP's Julie Walker reports.
His lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, says they were prepared for this.
We knew this day was going to come, and it's here.
He says Combs is innocent and pleading not guilty.
His spirits are good. He's confident. He is dealing with this head on, the way he's dealt with every challenge in his life.
The charges stem from a sex trafficking investigation where the feds raided Diddy's homes. He's been sued by people who say he subjected them to physical or sexual abuse, including former girlfriend Cassie, who he settled with a day after she filed. A video of Diddy punching and kicking her surfaced after that. Julie Walker, New York.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.